Yo, 1 2 1 2, what it do? It's your boy Skeeter Steve.
And you know it's Dom Cruz, aka LL Cruz J.
Yes, sir. And welcome to another episode of Lace Rounds, where we're giving it to you for the culture and by the culture. Yes, we're back once again, man, and I'm happy coming off this this great weekend, you know, watching them fucking Dirty Birds get their asses whooped. shout out to Kansas City, you know what I'm saying, though. And, you know, it kind of felt good seeing that, though, because majority of my family members, they're Eagles fans.
Oh, wow.
My mom, my big sister, little sister, and then my baby brother, and then my brother-in-law. Because they was all talking that shit when they beat us. But I was like, y'all only beat us because our quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm all like, we was going to expose y'all.
Oh, yeah.
And sure enough, our boys from the Niners, Brandon Ayuk and Debo, called that shit. Them niggas got exposed in that game.
It was nothing special about the Eagles team.
No, it really wasn't.
Yeah.
Really wasn't, though. But, I mean, it was great, though. You know, for me, I bounced from spot to spot, seeing different people, you know, whatnot, though. But it was pretty cool, man. It was pretty cool. So, I mean, I can't complain, though. But can't front, though, man. Patrick Mahomes might take that spot from Brady.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you got five more to go,
He put on the game, though, and I think that nigga ankle won't hurt. That nigga, after that halftime show, he went back in that locker and shot.
They shot that. Shot that nigga up. Yeah.
Like, fee.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. They said, we pay you $50 million a year. You need to get up out there.
Right, man. No, exactly, though. But, I mean, it was dope, though, you know, overall, man, though. But how was your weekend, though, bro?
My weekend was good. What did I do? I hit up a lot of hookah lounges this weekend. Spent a lot of money I shouldn't have been spending. But
that's why I keep telling you, you need to get on this happy hour.
Bro, I be trying to go. That's why I asked you. I was like, you still there? He was like, nah.
But see, that was late.
Yeah,
see, after we finish this, we could do a happy hour because the happy hour gonna hit you only $12.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's absolutely right. I gotta start going. Yeah, you're right. Other than that, watch the Super Bowl. I feel like that Super Bowl was boring as hell.
You thought so? It was. I ain't gonna front, though. The first half was very interesting because they were shooting back and forth.
Yeah, they was going.
They were shooting back and forth now, though. Yeah, man. But I mean, after when that second half came through, man, down goes Frazier.
No, for real, I was like, ain't no picks, no fumbles, what's going on?
No sacks.
That's what I was saying, nothing. No sacks. I was like,
no, nothing.
That's what I was like, what is this right now?
I'm definitely with you on that, though, man. But that was cool, though. So what lounge you went to this go around, Brody?
I just kept it light. I went to Layla's. I went to this one I couldn't pronounce, All Ethiopians.
Oh.
Yeah, I went to one of those. What else I went to? What else I did? Oh, I went to this one spot in Henderson. It was just like a Be Good. That's what it's called.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just a restaurant, Hispanic restaurant.
Okay.
And yeah, I think that's about it, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, not bad. Not bad at all, you know. So, man, we're here once again, you know, get all into the nitty-gritty and the good, the bad, and the ugly. But yeah, man, we're gonna get into a little bit more of the Super Bowl later on as the topic go by. But this week, though, for our honorable mention, though, it's not really honorable mention, though. But here, you know, we want to celebrate the life and also too, because during the Super Bowl, we had got word of Trogi the Dove, one of the third members of De La Soul, had passed at the age of 54, man. You know what I'm saying? Details haven't came out surrounding his death yet, though, but the rapper David has seen that his health was impacted by a congestive heart failure in recent years. He revealed the news to a fans in clips of the beginning of 2017 of a video called Royalty Capes. And then in 2020, was much more open about his illness, appearing on IG Live with his group mates, Potamus and Meso, during a brief hospitalization, and posting thank you messages to fans once he released, because he was saying that, you know, This was really bothering him, and before his passing, he did wanted to go on tour, you know, with his buddies and his group. So, man, and then for me, the reason why I kind of feel like it kind of sucks though, because he won't even be here, because come next month, all the De La Soul albums are going to be up for streaming, because they finally won that little war that they had against Tommy Boy, because Tommy Boy was holding a lot of their music hostage, and that was the reason why a lot of these years wasn't able to get, like, you know, three feet high rising, De La Soul is dead, the stakes is high. A lot of these because, you know, Tommy Boy wanted to make all the money and didn't want to give De La Soul a piece of the pie. So now, since they had won, De La are going to be able to get a piece of the pie, man. But it just sucks that he won't be here for that, knowing that you're going to have fans that, you know, that grew up with that music. And then just not only us, even though I'm mid-30s, but it's like, we kind of went back and studied their music and how much of an impact that they had on the culture.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, it's just very, very unfortunate, you know, just seeing all the love that he was getting from Nas, Pharrell, Queen Latifah, Tribe Called Quest. Like, you know, just all these people that he had touched, you know. So, I mean, Man. It's just very, very unfortunate. And at 54, man, so this is why, man. Yeah. We definitely gotta take care of ourselves. Yeah. Definitely gotta take care of ourselves, man. You got any favorite De La Soul cuts that you like?
Me, myself, and I. You can't go wrong with that.
Me, myself, and I. I do like Break of Dawn from sampling Michael Jackson. That was a good one. And of course, the J Dilla joints, Stakes Is High. Mm-hmm. So yeah, man, like those are like a couple of my favorite. Oh yeah, honorable mention, Trying too. Trying is another one of my favorites though, man. So I mean, here at Lace Rhymes, man, peace, Trogi, man. You definitely gonna be missed, man. Even though you're gone physically, we know your spirit and everything is gonna live on, Brody. So, yeah, man. All right. Let's get into commentary for the culture. So, now, we started with the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So, now we're going to finish with the fucking Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Kansas City Chiefs defeat the Eagles in the 2023 Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Man, so, Patrick Mahomes, third Super Bowl. And he didn't already won two of them already, man.
Yep. Out of three.
Yeah, definitely yeah. two out of three, man. And I mean they do got pieces over there. But also too, I do want to give it up to man Jalen Hurts. He had a phenomenal game.
Yeah. He showed me that he was actually like good. In the beginning, I was like, he's just playing easy teams. But yeah, he was airing it out. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he really was, man, and that fumble kind of fucked him off too.
Definitely that fumble.
But also too, we've been seeing a lot about the controversy call with Bradberry and him holding Juju. A lot of people felt like he wasn't holding Juju, but if you were watching the game, I'm just saying, if you were watching the game, he was doing it earlier to him throughout the game.
Yeah, I did see it a couple of times and early in the quarters. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was doing it to him. So when he got caught, he got caught at a pivotal moment.
Yeah.
And that was definitely a game changer. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was a couple of things that was a game changer. Of course, Patrick Mahomes running twice to get the two first downs.
Yeah.
Those were a game changer. Yeah. The fumble that Jalen Hurts had was a game changer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And time management.
Oh yeah.
Definitely, the time management. You can't let Patrick Mahomes have the ball for too long.
And you can't make a mistake. You cannot make a mistake against him. You need to score every time. Can't be no touchdown. I mean, no interception, none of that. You need to score every time.
No.
What I didn't get about the Super Bowl, McKinney. Mm-hmm. So there's this meme going around with McKinney.
Uh-huh.
Where he could have scored a touchdown, but he didn't.
Yeah, but he slid.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of respect that.
Yeah.
He slid so Kansas City could continue to have the ball and run the clock down. So, like, let's just say if he did score, Philly would have got the ball back, and I want to say would have had like a minute and 9 or a minute and 14 seconds left. So that's why he slid and stopped what he did.
Okay,
that was fucking smart. I didn't understand that either, though. But I went back to watch the highlights and watch the game again. I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense now.
That's cool. Yeah, I better get a big $5 million bonus because I could have told my kids I scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Right. No, yeah, right, though. But, I mean, I still feel like that is a dope history and a pivotal moment. And people are going to remember him by. And mostly I kind of remember him because he did used to play for us, too.
He effed us over, bro. Yeah, he did. We had a 4-year contract and didn't play not one down.
Yeah, because he kept getting hurt all the time.
Supposedly, yeah. But when he went to Kansas City, he running and sliding. That's crazy.
No, for real. No, that was bad. Man, McKenna, you played us, bro. You played us, bro. Definitely played us, though, man. But it's all good, though. Yeah. But, man, I mean, I want to ask you this. Do you think the Chiefs got a dynasty on their hands, man?
Yeah, because even you took his number one receiver away, and he still got there. We barely even know who's on his team, and he's still winning.
Speak on it, bro.
It's him, bro.
Speak on it.
I could probably be a wide receiver out there, and I'm still get a route and get the ball somehow, some way.
Speak on it.
That's crazy. Yeah, he's him, bro.
Oh, no, absolutely, Brody. Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that, man. But, again, man, congratulations to Kansas City. They did their thing, though. You know, they already put the bets out to see who would be winning Super Bowl next year here in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Kansas was at number one. Philly was at number two. Of course, us Niners at number three.
Oh, wow, okay.
Bengals was at number four. Mm-hmm. The Bills was at number five. And then, of course, they always got to put punk-ass Dallas in there. And Dallas was fucking number six. But I don't give a fuck. I'm calling it right now. 49ers is going to Las Vegas.
Hopefully win.
Yeah, no, we're going to get over that hump. The only reason why we didn't win, because of the QB issue. And not only that, our issue, that was just fucking unheard of. You ain't never seen that in the league ever.
Nah.
Never.
Four quarterbacks? Yeah. One season? That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Very unheard of, though. Yeah. But, hey, we almost got to that motherfucker, though.
We're going
to
have a parade. Just us two, I guess, in the Vegas Strip.
Right.
We win.
Right.
In Las Vegas. That'd be the ultimate for me.
Man, no, yeah, for real. And if we do, I'll just be like, fuck it, have the parade here.
Yeah, for
and
real.
And I'm catching the flight to San Fran and going out there.
Hell yeah.
Straight up, man. All facts, man. No, but again, man, congratulations. Congratulations, Kansas City. And, want to shout out to my boy Mark Abernathy. He's been like a diehard Chiefs fan as long as I remember. So I respect true Chief fans when they had Alex Smith, Tony Gonzalez, like when they were going through their slump shit, when it was bad, though. But, yeah, man, y'all definitely deserving of that. All right, moving on. Let's get into this shit. Billboard 50 greatest hip hop rappers of all time.
Oh my God.
This list caused so much drama. Drama after drama after drama after drama after drama. Mm-hmm. All right. We're not gonna go through the whole list, but we'll probably give you guys, you know, a little quick rundown, solid about to say, you know, 1 through 20. So, Billboard and Vibe did this as a collectively, counting down the best MCs in honor of the 50th hip-hop's anniversary, which we already talked about on last week's episode, you know, that took place. And, you know, a lot of that shit that went on. So, on the list, starting from number one, it had Jay-Z, number two, Kendrick Lamar, number three, Nas, number four, Tupac, number five, Eminem, number six, Notorious B.I.G., number seven, Lil Wayne, number eight, Drake, Number 9, Snoop Dogg. Number 10, Nicki Minaj. Number 11, Kanye West. 12, Andre 3 Sacks. 13, Rakim. 14, Yo Man Man, which we're going to get into later on today, LL Cool J.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
15, J. Cole. Yeah. 16, Scarface. 17, 50 Cent. 18, Ice Cube. 19, Missy Elliott. And 20, Big Daddy Kane. Now, if you guys want to see the rest of the list, it's on billboard.com, but I'm only giving y'all 1 through 20. Now, the issue that I have with this, I feel like some people should have been rearranged, and some should have been higher than others. Now, I would have took out Nicki Minaj at number 10 and switched Nicki out for, I would have to say, it would be have to be a three-way tie between Missy Elliott, Ice Cube, and Rakim. Yeah, for that number 10 spot. I would have to do a three-way. Mm. A three-way to switch them out. And another one I would move down lower, because I don't know why they have him fucking ranked so high. And I say this. Andre 3000 at number 12. Andre 3000 should be at least number 17 or 18. And the only reason why I say that, he didn't give us no solo album.
Yeah, right. And that's the biggest argument right there. It's easy. It's easy to write a 16 and kill everybody's track. What about a full body of work?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I think the same way. He shouldn't have been on there.
Yeah, like, no, yeah, exactly. He shouldn't. Yeah. He shouldn't be on there. I will move J. Cole up to Andre 3000 spot to 12.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. I would definitely move him. I would definitely move him up. And shit. Fuck, despite how you feel, and I mean, he is a great lyricist, but fucking, I would have to take Kanye from number 11, put him at Eminem's spot, number 5, take Eminem, move Eminem to Drake's spot at number 8, and then take Drake and put Drake at number 11, Kanye's spot. Because I would have to rearrange that around because, don't get me wrong, Eminem is dope.
Yeah.
He's dope. Mm-hmm. But the only album you really, really, I want to say two albums, maybe three albums you're going back into listening to is Marshall Mathers, Encore, and The Eminem Show.
Slim Shady's not on there? Encore? I think Eminem will argue with that one.
Damn, I wouldn't have. I fucks with Slim Shady LP, but I go back to those three more, especially Marshall Mathers. I'm a huge fan of Marshall Mathers. Marshall Mathers is just
wait. You said the Eminem Show, right?
Encore and Eminem Show.
Definitely those two,
like for sure. Mm-hmm. And with Drake has a lot of hits.
Yeah.
But bodies of work, I would give him album wise, I would give him two in the two albums. I would give him Nothing Was the Same and Take Care. Yeah, despite how people know how I feel about this nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And this not even count mixtapes, because mixtapes don't even count. I'm not even throwing the mixtape. I'm not throwing If You're Reading This, It's Too Late, Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, because those are mixtapes.
Yeah.
So yeah. But and definitely like what I said, switching Eminem out and putting Kanye at that spot, like why would you have Kanye at number 11? Like Kanye, if we're honestly speaking, he has a album run that's just fucking bananas, and his first five albums are not duds at all. College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation, 808s and Heartbreaks, My Twisted Dark Beautiful Fantasy. That's a crazy five album run, and none of those are not a dud. So to put him at number 11, they tripping. They tripping. Very, very tripping. And all right. The number one spot I definitely have an issue with. And it's Jay. Everybody look at this nigga like, I don't know, maybe because it's me, like super, like God level. Like, and I wouldn't even say God level. Like, he's dope. But when we're looking at the influence, who did he really influence like that?
He influenced the biggest influence rapper.
And who's that?
Who is it? You know who it is.
Wayne? I wouldn't.
There you go. He said it. He said everybody got tats on. I'm the apex. Everybody got tattoos on their face because of me. And then he wouldn't found Drake.
Yeah. But yeah. I would, if it was me, I would give Wayne the number one spot because Wayne, he influenced a whole fucking generation of rappers.
Yeah, but he's 50 still rapping. Look, okay, listen. Do you still listen to Lil Wayne?
Yes, I do.
And you still think it's good?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's aging very. It's aging very well.
Oh no! His new verses. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You still listen to those?
Yeah, I fucks with it. My only issue is with Jay. It was just. It just, for me, it kind of turned me off when he came out with 444. And I just felt like 444, he was just trying to do the same shit around the same time that he saw Kendrick Lamar, Joey Badass, and J. Cole doing. Like, that type of rapping. Because if you think about it, before 444, just like 2-3 years ago, he gave us Holy Magna Carta. And that was dope. I fucked with that. A lot of people didn't like that album. I actually liked that album. Like, you know, it had joints on there, Picasso, yeah, Tom no, Ford. Yeah.
The first line, Blue Told Me Remind You Niggas. Like,
yeah. No, yeah. He has some shit on there though. But 444, I just felt like he was trying to get in this Talib Kweli type bag type shit. I'm all like, bro, that's not true. That ain't your style of rapping, bro. Leave that to the niggas who do that. And then, like, okay, like, what God did, oh, like, you did this super immaculate verse. Uh-huh. And I'm all like, okay, the verse was very, very, it was, to me, very subpar at most.
Wow.
Very subpar. And, you know, and I even said it when the album came out. I'm all like, it's not like you niggas is going back and listening to the whole Kelly album. Y'all only went just to listen to that. Really?
That one, no. But the one before it, Kelly be having some people with some good features and some good songs on there. But that one, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, man. Absolutely, man. No, but I'm not. It just wasn't it. Because, like, when we're looking at. We're looking at Jay's discography, okay? Reasonable Doubt, that kind of aged well now, but at the time when it dropped, you wasn't checking for it.
I mean, it's been relevant for the last 10 years. How long? How long we need?
I mean, we could say the same thing about Pac, too. All Eyes on Me.
Yeah.
Biggie's Ready to Die.
Yeah.
But I mean,
caliber rappers.
But I mean, with those two albums, it was like, when those came out around the time frames that he did, those popped.
Yeah.
And it just like with him, he didn't necessarily pop because when that came out, he was kind of, okay, 96, you got to think who all came out in 96.
Biggie and Tupac. No,
but also too, who came out in 96? Fugees, The Score came out that year.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg, Dogfather did too.
Outkast, AT Aliens.
Yeah.
I didn't even know who this nigga was until in my lifetime, volume one, when he did that Sunshine shit with Foxy Brown. And I hate that.
Go there. But then when that Hard Knock Life.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, and I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. I'll give you Hard Knock Life volume two. Yeah. I'll definitely give you that. And you put everybody. Put everybody on notice. Mm-hmm. But he still had to compete because fucking DMX, he dropped two albums. And I kind of feel bad. He's not ranked higher on this motherfucking list either.
That's another argument within itself.
But
you know why, though? Because they can't let Tupac and Biggie go. They just won't.
Yeah, and even with the Biggie argument, I'm all like, okay, if you're going to argue about Big, you can argue about Big Pun, too. They only both gave us two albums.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and those were 20 years ago. Imagine if Kareem Abdul-Jabbar record never got broken. Like, it's broken now.
Yeah.
So you're going lower on the list. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and we won't let them go.
Yeah.
They the greatest. I'm like, it's been 20 years now. Come on.
Yeah.
But you know, that's why these other new rappers can't get in the crack top 10, because they're still with this Tupac and Big, and Big Pun's on the list too.
I didn't see if he made the cut though. But like what I said, Biggie is ranked higher, and I feel like Pun is same top tier level as Big.
Yeah.
The only difference is, like, for me, I would put Pac a little bit out higher than Big, because Pac had more albums.
Yeah.
Pac had. And people always argue, oh, he died. But you got to think, Pac had Tupacalypse, Strictly For My Niggas, Being Against the World, All Eyes On Me, which counted as two albums, and Machiavelli.
7 Day Theory.
Yeah. So that's six. That's six albums. Six fucking albums. Like really. And then one of those albums, Me Against the World, this nigga went double platinum while he was in jail. And that's the only reason why. I fuck with Pac. I'm a huge Pac fan, but I give him that edge over Big because a nigga did numbers while he was in jail. People don't understand that. Like, this nigga didn't even see he didn't really see light of day to see how that album was really doing. Because when he came out, he immediately went straight to work.
Yeah,
to did. The Death Row
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
To the All Lives On Me. Like, absolutely. But yeah, back to Jay. Life and Times of Sean Carter, Volume 3. One of my actual favorites.
Oh, yeah, Volume 3.
Yeah, yeah. One of my actual favorites. Dynasty, La Rock, La Familia. That's a... That's it.
You said Rockefeller Mini? What'd you say?
Dynasty? Yeah.
That was supposed to be a Rockefeller album.
Yeah. But I do like the track, though, that... And he did admit that Scarface cooked him on that. This Can't Be Life.
Oh, This Can't Be
Life. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I fucks with that shit heavy. Yeah. Definitely fucks with that heavy. Then we get the Blueprint. Okay, it's fire.
Yeah.
Blueprint 2, fire. And I'm shocked that a lot of people don't really like Blueprint 2. And I fuck with Blueprint 2.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
Black Album, that's another one of my favorite. That's another one of my favorite. Yeah. Kingdom Come. You can get that out of here.
That's fire.
You like the Kingdom Come?
This is somebody that became a Jay-Z fan in like 2010 too. That means I went back for all these ones you're talking about.
Oh man. All right. I ain't mad at it. Then you get to American Gangster.
Yeah.
Not bad. Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that. Yeah. Blueprint 3.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's secretly one of my favorites.
Yeah. I'm not mad at it. Yeah, definitely not mad at that. Holy Magna Carta.
Yeah.
Then you get to, you get 4-4-4.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the body of work does speak for itself, though, but I feel like a lot of those are, like, hit or miss. Because, I mean, for a motherfucker to try to tell me everyone is fucking great and everyone's a classic, I'm not buying that, bro. I can't buy into that. I just can't.
Definitely the La Familia 2000. Definitely.
And in my Lifetime Volume 1. Yeah.
Volume 1 is tough, bro. That shit fire. You got Imaginary Players. You got, what else is there?
You saw your face when I said Sunshine.
Hey, Sunshine's on there, yeah, but he'll tell you that's the one he hated. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Where I'm From. Lucky Me, when he talked about he shot his brother.
Okay.
Wish Upon a Star.
Okay.
The intro to, what is it called? What are you doing over Rico, over the Flico? Yeah. Man, I like Volume 1, bro.
I like
Volume 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, man, and then, then also too, I've seen a lot of people giving Kendrick Lamar slack, but I'm all like, I feel like that's fair.
I heard Charlamagne say that like Drake and Kendrick, they don't have enough skin in the game. I'm like,
are you fucking crazy, bro? It's been a decade now.
Yeah,
it's a decade
it's
now.
Been a decade. And,
it's a, yeah, it's yeah, been a decade. And, it's been a decade.
And probably 10 projects plus.
Yeah.
Because that's what a lot of people don't want to do. They don't let's not count mixtapes. It's a body
of
work.
It's a body of work.
What do you mean? I was like,
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. We got to let these old people that passed away go, bro. Other than that, we're not going to let people in the game.
Yeah, or like what I say, don't be the bitter-ass, old-ass parent.
Yeah.
Don't be the bitter, old-ass parent. Because why? You keep doing that, and then you're going to be all these young cats going to be saying. Exactly. All the time, though. But I feel like him being that number two, and like what I told you, I'm a huge Pac fan. But him being that number two, that is fucking fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That is fair because, like what you said, even prior from the mixtapes, Hub City, Compton EP, the Kendrick Lamar EP, C4, C4. And then if you want to, some people count it as a mixtape, some people count it as an album.
Yeah.
I think Section 80 is a fucking album.
Oh, yeah,
my
it is his album, yeah.
That's his first album. Yeah. A lot of people saying that's a mixtape. Yeah. And then Good Kid, Mad City is his first album.
Yeah.
No, bro.
Yeah.
Good Kid, Mad City is not his first album. Now, if you want to start Section 80, fire.
Yeah.
Good Kid, Mad City, fire.
Yeah.
To Pimp a Butterfly, fire. Mm-hmm. Damn, fire. Yeah. And even we get to Miss Morel and the Big Steppers. Mm. Fucking with it. I get people have mixed reviews about it, though, but I fucked with it. And then, like what we said, like, you try to say, oh, he's not doing this, he's not doing that. Okay, if he's not doing this and not doing that, why he's the third man under Jay-Z and Kanye that hold the most Grammys? And we spoke about this.
We did last episode.
We spoke about this within the next couple of years. This is just me. I feel he's going to pass up both of them. So that's fair. But I mean, that's where these scenes, like what you said, you got to let them go. That's just looking at the list.
Yeah.
Number 20, and I think that's a phenomenal spot for him. Fucking Big Daddy Kane. And we all know.
Well, you said, what is the spot?
Yeah.
Wait, what is
Yeah.
It? No, what is the number that
he said? Yeah. Big Daddy Kane came at number 20 on the list. I'm not mad at that,
I'm
though.
I'm very mad at that.
Why, though? Why?
Who's,
because.
Who's under 20? Why? So DMX is not.
Look, I get it though. I get that though, but like what we said, like with Kane, we know who was his protege.
It was Jay-Z.
So
but
I
what
mean,
the fuck?
I mean, I
he ain't
get
dropped
it.
A song in 40 years. That's what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck are we doing here?
But some of these joints, it holds weight, and you know what I'm saying. I get it. I'm with you. Have to let it go, but some things. You can't get rid of. That's just like, you know, Rakim, he's being in it, like, you know, from that 10 to 15 tier. I mean, a lot of niggas got their style from him.
Yeah, I get it, but you should be pushing 49, 50. You should not be. So, who else is on there?
Okay.
What was Kumo D? 21?
Kumo D, high. Kumo D wasn't high. Kumo D was like in the 30. I want to say bro, like the 30 or 40.
Why is he on the list?
This is true.
What I'm saying.
This is true. I'll give you that. That right there, that's fair. But like what we said, like with the 20 tier, I'm not mad at the 20 tier. But like what I said, some spots should have got switched.
Yeah.
Should have got rearranged because some are bigger than others. Hell, I even think Snoop should have been higher than number 9.
But see now, this is why I don't really speak about hip hop. So Snoop is how much? What is he?
He's at number 9 on the list.
He has one classic.
I disagree.
What?
Disagree.
None of those new No Limit albums is classic. You're not gonna
I disagree.
That. So Last Meal is not classic.
Fucking Last Meal is a classic. Are you crazy? Last Meal is a fucking classic. That shit did fucking
the
numbers.
Game is told to be told. Game is
I'm not okay. That was me. That was me. But I did this.
Really?
No, this one. I'm about to name. This is a fucking classic.
Okay.
Rhythm and Gangsta. Drop it like it's hot.
Drop like
let's
you
get let's get bone. Signs with Justin
Timberlake.
That's a fucking classic.
I think Blue
Carpet Treatment.
I think that's
a fucking,
more.
Yeah,
no, that's more.
So now we mm-hmm. I just named four in his catalog. Doggy Style.
Yeah.
Last Meal, uh-huh. Blue Carpet Treatment, and Rhythm and Gangsta.
So how many flops do we got in between those four? We got a gospel album. We got, what else? We got Sexual Seduction.
Hey, but Malice Open, that was a club banger,
that's
though.
That's what I'm saying. Are they going off of cultural influence or actually rap?
Man. That's what I'm just trying to figure out here.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. I'm definitely with you on I'm with you on that though. Maybe I want to say maybe it might be a little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah. A little bit of both. Though, but like even like what you said, I feel like another one that shouldn't be high. 50 Cent. 50 Cent only really had one good fucking album.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's what I'm saying.
And the other shits are trash.
Yeah,
get rid of the fucking Massacre.
Right, yeah.
Get rid of Before I Self-Destruct. Get rid of Curtis. All that shit.
For real.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been ranked high.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he definitely shouldn't have been ranked fucking high. No, but and like yeah, but like what we said, some of these are fucking the 1 through 20. I think we make good fucking valid arguments for 1 through 20. Definitely 1 through 20. You know what I'm saying though? But like what I said, in that 1 through 20, some of these you do have to let go though. But I am happy that, you know, from the impact and even influence.
Yeah.
Like now if you would have said Scarface and Ice Cube, I would have been like, hey, well, sir, you're tripping now.
Yeah.
You can't they have to be on any fucking hip-hop list, they have to be either in your 20, your 15. Hell, I wouldn't even mind if they be in your 10. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind if they be in your 10 because those two, they were fucking great at storytelling and what they did.
Yeah.
Like super.
Yeah,
So, I mean, the argument is valid.
And then here's my thing about it. So, Rakim is on the list and Kumo D's where the fuck Slick Rick at? This is where I get so Slick Rick had more impact than both them. Why the fuck he not on there?
This is true.
That's what I'm saying. Where do
and
we...
that Snoop fuck with
there
Slick
you go.
Rick.
I fuck with Snoop, Slick.
Yeah.
Like that Adventures. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. This is you make an argument, dog.
And then where we going with Will Smith on there? That's what I'm saying. What
you're making a fucking argument.
What are we building the list off of?
Yeah, you're making a fucking argument. You're definitely making a fucking argument, man.
And then don't tell me Grandmaster Flash is on that motherfucker.
Nah, bro.
Oh,
okay. He didn't make that cut, though. But I know who made number 50 off the top of my head. Number 50 was Rick Ross. Rick Ross was dead as 50.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, Rick Ross is at dead 50. Yeah, he was at 50. Y'all just see his face.
Oh my God. All
right.
Yeah, man. But this is Billboard, but we get it.
Yeah.
Hip hop could be very, very subjective though. Yeah. But I love these type of conversations where it's all like, okay, you have to have to understand it and go through the errors, like you know, like how we do.
Yeah,
we go through the errors. Yeah. We understand. Okay, pivotal points and okay, who is big at this time?
Yeah.
Who is big at this time? Who is better than this person at this time? Who rebuttal and was better at this person at this time? Yeah, like you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like another one that shocked me. I was shocked that Ja Rule didn't make the cut.
He didn't make the cut. That's why he was talking about Angel's not 50 better rappers.
He didn't make the cut. And I feel like Ja Rule has a better catalog than 50 Cent.
Oh, yeah, that's not him.
Yeah, a better catalog than 50 Cent, man.
That's why they didn't, you know, usually they document everything.
This
wasn't documented.
At all.
Who the fuck did this? Some people that are 50, 60 years old.
Right. Exactly, man. But Billboard Vibe.
Wow.
Okay. Y'all need motherfuckers that's in the room. That's not only just seeing, okay, if y'all seeing it from sales, that ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta see it. Y'all gotta break down errors from each era and who made impacts. Like for me, like, okay, from 88 to like 90, 91, I could give you a Rakim. Yeah. I could give you that all day. I'll definitely give you that all day.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Easy.
Yeah,
and like, you know, certain eras, like, you know, I even say from like maybe from like 2001 to like 2003, I could give that to Nelly. Easy.
That's easy?
Yeah, Nelly.
I don't know if that's easy. No.
But Nelly had a chokehold too. Don't get me wrong. No. There was a lot of them. You did have Ludacris. You did have Wayne.
You're not naming the next one.
You did? Okay, Ludacris.
You got about two.
Ludacris.
Okay.
Wayne.
Okay.
Who else was hot? Ja Rule was hot
around
that
time. You still ain't hit the one I'm talking about.
Who I'm missing?
So they say the ones that's running the game, me, M, Pimp Juice, and Us.
Me, M. Oh, not Jay. It, okay.
No, you got Jay. You got Eminem.
Oh, yeah.
You got Eminem. DMX.
Okay, yeah.
It's, no, the 2000s was rough.
It really was rough, though. But like I said, though, too, Nelly did really have a chokehold.
Yeah. No, he did. I had that Country Grammar. Yeah, I had that.
Yeah, and then right after that, Nellyville.
Nellyville. But in between, you had the St. Lunatics album. That Nellyville,
That's what I'm saying, bro.
But also, you said 01 from 03?
Yeah, 01 from 03.
50 was there.
That's when he was opening up. He caught that tailwind. Yeah. So like I get it though, man. Yeah. But I love us having conversations like this, man. But Vibe, get some real niggas in the room. Niggas in the room.
I wasn't born in 2000.
Right. Cause if you're gonna do this, we're gonna be all the time, bro. Yeah. All the fucking time. All right. Moving on, man. Before we get into it, Can Our Kick It section, man, we just want to, you know, shout out, you know, one of the GOATs that we was just talking about on this list, Tupac Shakur, you know, celebrating the anniversary of All Eyes on Me. Album been out for fucking 27 years.
Damn, I feel like longer than that.
Shit. Yeah man. Yeah. So, definitely, man, All Eyes on Me was released on Death Row and the Interscope imprint. The album featured 5 singles with topping number ones on the Billboard 100. How Do You Want It? Yes, Jay Duvall, heard you motherfucking niggas. Y'all try to tell me How Do You Want It? It's not a fucking club banger. Are you crazy? Stupid.
Shout out to Act Accordingly, too.
Yeah. Y'all stupid. That's a club banger. I've been trying to tell y'all that. Yeah. California Love. Made, and again, like what I said, made, when I'm about to say this, Dom, hear me when I say this, it made hip-hop history being the first double full-length solo hip-hop studio album release. So right, like what I said, y'all be thinking I'm slandering Biggie, but Biggie was chasing after this nigga.
Yeah,
we gotta be real about
this.
Right after that, Big did a double disc.
Yeah, he did.
So he was chasing after what he saw his boy was doing. Mm-hmm. Y'all gotta stop this. It was his second album from Tupac to hit the number one on both Billboard 200 top R&B hip hop album charts, selling 566,000 copies in its first week. Shortly after his untimely death, the album won 1997 Soul Train R&B, Soul, and Rap Album of the Year. Also won the Favorite Rap Hip Hop Artist at the 24 American Music Awards. And then the album was certified diamond by the RIAA July 23rd, 2014. And I get it. And I tell people, and people always slander me for this shit. I mean, Life After Death, it was cool. It was cool. But it was cool. But I like Ready to Die more. Really? That's just me.
Okay.
That is just me. That's just me. Okay. And I tell people this. You take away all the underlining shit from the other Life After Death. That would be a fucking phenomenal album.
What's the underlining things?
I didn't like You're Nobody Till Somebody Kills
You're Nobody.
You.
Why not?
My Downfall with
Niggas DMC. Pray on My Downfall. What do you mean? Why
with
not?
With DMC on the chorus, all the tour. With my Downfall.
Man, talking that shit, bro.
No.
Man, I love the dough. I don't know, bro. How you don't like the album?
No,
man.
Bro. No.
What's no. beef?
Nah, bro.
Don't you know my man kidnap kids?
No, bro.
Man, come on, man.
No, bro. This the same nigga that said, you look so good, I suck on your daddy's dick. Pause.
Hey, I never seen a girl that looks so cute, but I get him. Bone and Biggie is Bone and Biggie, Biggie.
No, and this is what I'm saying. You keep Notorious Thugs. You keep Sky's the Limit. Yeah. You keep Missing You. I fuck with that. That's an underlining that a lot of people didn't like.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people didn't like Missing You on that. Mm. Yeah. That, Fucking You Tonight with R. Kelly.
Fucking You.
Sky's the Limit. More Money, More Problems.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, those. And maybe
kicking the door?
Nah.
I got a story to tell?
Nah, not even that. And give me 10 crack commandments. You give me those 7.
Niggas Bleed? Oh, that wasn't on there.
Yeah, I think Niggas Bleed. No, Niggas Bleed wasn't on there. Niggas Bleed was on Born Again. Yeah, it was on Born Again. You give me those.
Really?
Yeah, you give me though. But and then we go back between the argument. Of course, like and I was trying to tell them this. Okay, from a male perspective, I get it. A lot of people. And then you might have a few women that chooses life after death, but any woman that you're going to ask, they're going to choose All Eyes on Me. And, and when we go down All Eyes on Me, I mean, I'm just saying, my ambition as a rider, All About You, Scandalous, How Do You Want It, Got My Mind Made Up, I Ain't Mad At You. California Love.
Yeah.
And this is just from the first disc.
Yeah.
Second disc, Can't See Me.
Yeah, you niggas can't see me.
Yeah. I wonder why they call you bitch.
Yeah, I'm still just alive after that, though, bro.
Check out Tom. Picture me rolling. Thug Passion. Mm-hmm. And then one of the favorites that everybody know. Come on, bro. With the guy sample Piece of My Love, Run the Streets.
Yeah, I was about to say
Run the Streets.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah. Heaven Ain't Hard to Find. Yeah. I Ain't Hard to Find. Influenced by time, addicted to crown, cause I can pile up my chips, that nigga call me a time. I've been balling. Come on, bro. Mm-hmm. You can't get rid of you cannot get rid of All Eyes on Me. And then the final debate that these niggas got mad at me, and I love y'all. I fuck with y'all. Duval J, I fucks with y'all. But when I was sending the text messages to all my homegirls, and I asked them this, is Hit 'Em Up a club bop? They said Hit 'Em Up is not a club bop.
Really?
Nigga, yes. If you play Hit 'Em Up, if the lounge, any lounge or any club, I even say this, wherever you at, and not just even on the West Coast, you play that anywhere, everybody's going to stop what they're doing and they're going to run to the dance floor. As soon as when Pac get off his first verse, everybody is rapping that first verse.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. No,
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And I mean, I fucks with Biggie.
Yeah.
I like Biggie.
Yeah.
But you motherfuckers got to stop slandering Tupac. This Tupac slander got to stop. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just saying. Tupac slander got the fucking stop, though. But I'm with you. Maybe I'll go back again and try to listen to this Life After Death again. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, it just wasn't for me, bro. But Ready to Die?
Oh,
nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga, Ready to Die? Nigga, that's a fucking masterpiece. And I'll give you that. I'll give you Ready to Die all fucking day, bro. Give me the loop. Everyday Struggle.
But you know why? You know, I have a theory why you like Ready to Die. Because, you know... they follow what The Chronic did, and I know you're a huge fan of The Chronic.
Mm-hmm.
He just took it and took all the samples. If you notice,
absolutely.
It's just the East Coast Chronic.
I definitely give you that all day. Yeah, that is definitely the East Coast Chronic for sure. Mm. No, yeah, absolutely. All right, it's about that time, so let's get into it. Can I Kick It? We only got like a few sneakers because it was a lot of drama that went on this week. And I mean, it was crazy. Starting off, first and foremost, man, fucking yay. Now, shout out to my past co-host, Nikki B, because we did talk about this previous before. But, by them letting go of Kanye over there at Adidas, the shit fucking backfired pretty bad. And I mean, bad went to the point Adidas will lose $1.29 billion in unsold Yeezys.
Damn.
Adidas today published their financial guidance for 2023, while the company continues to review future options for the utilization for the Yeezy inventory. This guidance already counts a significant adverse impact not selling the existing stock, with lower revenues by $1.2 billion and operating profit about $500 million a year. Against this background, Adidas expect currency neutral sales to decline at a high single digit rate in 2023. The company's underlying operating profit is projected to be around the break even level. Try to tell you niggas, man. We tried to tell you niggas. Like, for real. Mm-hmm. All these people's doing this. Oh, let him go. Yes, we know he say some outlandish shit, but, bro, you can't deny the Yeezys. Hell, bro, I got fucking four pairs of Yeezys in my thing. And I could say those are, like, one of the most comfiest shoes I done ever wore. And let's just be real about it. That's the only shoe that's really thriving over there at Adidas. Beyonce line, Blue Ivy Park. They didn't even sell, bro. Her sales are hurting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They couldn't even break even with her shit.
Shit, yeah.
And then now news broke out. We're probably going to talk about that next week. Pharrell is going to be taking over the spot that Virgil had over there at Louis Vuitton.
Yeah,
So he's going to be leaving Adidas.
I didn't know he was still with Adidas.
Bro, the human racers, bro. And I mean, I still want to get a pair to say that I have a pair, but those wasn't doing too good.
Yeah, but that was like, what, 6-7 years ago, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know you were still over there.
Yeah, bro. He was still over there. Yeah. Shit, they were still putting shit out. fucking the NMDs are not doing good.
Nah,
the Ultra Boosts are not doing good, which is a pretty comfy shoe, but they're not doing good. Yeah. The Classics, the Shell Toes are not doing good. The only time when people buy Shell Toes, when you're going to a fucking 80s or 90s party. Let's just be real about that. And at the end of the day, I hate to say this, Kanye was fucking right. That nigga said, I told you so, watch how much power I have, and y'all thought that nigga didn't have the power? Look what's happening to Adidas now. Mm-hmm. They need him.
Because they took the logo off, right?
Yeah.
Who the you know what I'm saying? Who wants that?
That's like a fucking Jordan 6 and you don't have the Nike Air side on the back.
Or you can just take it a lower step. That's like me going to get, when I, like, so there's Diamond Terrace, right?
Remember,
a minute they took Deion's logo off.
They sure did.
I'm not buying that.
Right, hell no.
I'm not buying that.
No, I'm not.
What? I don't want that. Why would I want that? So I can see somebody be like, oh, you either got the fake ones or you got it after Yeezy.
Right.
You know people gonna judge you for that.
Right.
Yeah.
No, yeah, exactly, bro. But like what we said, that nigga told you so.
Yeah, he did.
And not for nothing, before he went to Adidas, like what I tell niggas, like, I get how people feel about him, but Kanye said the most impactful line on Tyler, the Creator's Cherry Bomb album. That nigga said, why or why they don't like me? A lot of niggas gave a lot of checks, but I was the only nigga that ever checked Nike. And he did.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Fucking did. And he's doing the same fucking thing right now to Adidas. Even where to the point, Adidas might want to bring this nigga back.
You think they will?
Bro, he got the power, but I say, and this is just for me. I was talking to one of my buddies about this. Shout out to my boy Gianni. You know, we always go back and forth. But I told him he don't want him to do it. But I was like, okay, two ways could come about this. A, Kanye West start his own shit and do his own shit.
Yeah.
Or B, if he do come back, they gotta structure his deal the same way how Nike does with Jordan. Jordan gets half of everything. Mm-hmm. Half of fucking everything. Like, okay, if you're going to do this, you got to give me my cut. Mm-hmm. Half of everything or more. Mm-hmm. I would say if they're going to do that, either it got to be 50% or higher. It has to be 50% or higher.
Yeah.
Because you're pretty much showing the world how much power this nigga has.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
You pretty much, it's like a little kid that, like, stuck his hand in the cookie jar and then he tried to lie about it, though, but I'm all like, bro, like, I saw you.
Yeah.
You got caught. You got fucking caught. So, like, man, like, Ye told y'all niggas, bro. Like, he really did. Yeah. Like, so, I mean, like, Adidas, y'all gonna have to do something, man.
Yeah, I don't know what they gonna do, but yeah, they gotta do something.
Cause they hurting.
Yeah.
Cause you can see, like, I maybe got a pair of some EQTs over there, and all the rest of my shits is Yeezys.
But I think they thrive in soccer, like the cleats. And
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they're not leading in basketball either.
No. And that's what he was. That's what he was wanting to do with the other Yeezy shit.
Yeah, I remember that.
Fuck with the high top 700s. Those shits are smooth.
Those shits are smooth,
and that's what he was doing in there. And a lot of people don't know, like. He was trying to fucking help T-Mac restructure his deal because T-Mac was pissed off at Adidas because how they been doing him throughout the years too. So he was trying to fix shit for a lot of the people that was over there. So, I mean.
T-Mac eventually left too.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, when you think about it, okay, he not over there. I mean, Pusha T, he had his little shit. Yeah. He not doing shit with them no more.
Yeah, you're right.
Fucking. Snoop had a little shit with them.
Yeah, he
not doing it no more. So it's all like, yo,
right?
You gotta get it together, man. They definitely gotta fix that shit over there, bro.
They definitely gotta fix it, man.
But all right, man. Moving along, man. I ain't gonna front. Even though I got these on my feet right now,
I'm thinking you got those.
Yeah, man. But I'm kind of happy about these ones, and I'm kind of hyped for these, man. They're doing another Dunk Low, but this time they're gonna be a satin colorway. Yeah. So dressed in a medium gray, varsity red, and the white color scheme, this offering of the Dunk Low replaces a traditional full leather satin build from a gray base, red overlay swoosh lace, mesh with inner lining with the white midsole and rubber sole outside that complete the design. This shoe is going to be coming out, I'm going to say, later on this year, springtime or maybe summer. And what I like about the tag, going to be retailing at $110. So I feel like this. This just me. If you're from Vegas, or if you've been in Vegas more than 5 years and you're calling yourself a sneakerhead, I don't care, bro. You got to have a pair of UNLVs in the stash, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you're going to be able to get one because, you know, Dunks is... They go like that now, nowhere. So
But I'm fucking with these.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting a pair if I can get one.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, no, definitely, man. Yeah, I'm definitely fucking with these because I mean, like, you know, got that satin on there and it's dope. And then, I mean, of course, you can find your dope vintage UNLV, t-shirt, or even fucking man, trying to find that UNLV starter jacket.
Yeah. Or you can just go to Smith's. You know, Smith's be having their sports shit, too. If you can't find you're going to find something match.
Our shit. Yeah. You can go to the campus for all I care.
Yeah, you can go there, too. Yeah, you're right. It's easy to find the UNLV gear.
No, yeah, absolutely, Brody. Definitely, you can find the UNLV gear, man. No, but, man, I love this, man. A satin pair. And then, like what you said, even though it may be hard, though, but I am fucking feeling the retail price on that. $110.
That's doable. Yeah.
You can't complain about that. If you complaining about that, something wrong with you.
Yeah, yeah. You must be getting kicked from the 80s or something.
Right. All right. Next up, last but not least on our Can I Kick It segment, we have the Jordan 1 OG High Reverse Laney. Nah, bro. It ain't it for me. But it's a OG women's shoe, but we know men are gonna cop it too. Stands out like no other sneaker with the bright and blue yellow exterior. This is an essential reverse of Air Jordan 1 Laney, and I remember the Laneys. I had a pair back in 2013. The yellow with the blue suede. Now, those were fire. They should have brought those back out before they did these motherfuckers. Yeah, the Laney ones were fire. The laces are Air Jordan wings finished in yellow signature Nike swoosh, covered in blue, white midsole, blue outsole, complete the design. And this sneaker will be releasing extended women's size and up to size 14, and it will be dropping February 17th, and the retail is going to be set at 180. This,
goddamn,
yeah, 180. Yeah, but I'm not spending the 180 on this.
Not a woman's shoe.
But the colorway, bro, is just fucking terrible.
You know what did it for me too, and I brought these, bro. Right.
Uh huh.
The five Laneys.
Yeah.
That color is like what is it? The
It's the white.
Yeah, the
white with the royal blue.
Yeah, and I got some, but yeah. I'll say that because the color, what is that color? It's it looks like throw up. So from the sevens, they're black, the orange, the citrus. Anything citrus that with that color scheme is gonna do it for me. Like once you see that, I'm like,
I'm with you though. But this, like that reverse,
that's
bro.
What I'm saying. I don't
that,
know.
That, that ain't it. That's why I was like what I said. If they would have did it like how they did the 2001 Laneys. Because I remember they did it like a little package. Uh-huh. They had dropped the Laney 5s and the Laney 1s. And of course, around that time, everybody wanted the Laney 5s. Because remember, around like from like 2011 to 2013, people weren't buying Jordan 1s like that. So they would sit. Yeah. So I remember grabbing a pair of those. Okay. Grabbing a pair of those, and I mean, like, they were like one of the dopest shoes ever, though. But this reverse, that's too much yellow, bro.
Nah, yeah. Then 180 for a woman's? What the fuck?
Yeah, bro. Like, nah, bro. It got to be something worth it, though. But I'm not doing it. Yeah. Definitely not doing it, though. But that concludes our Can I Kick It section, man. We're going to have the shoes and everything posted up, you know, everything going on. So you're going to let us know in the comments what you're feeling, what you're not feeling. And also, too, rate, subscribe, leave a comment, you know, on all our social platforms, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, at Lace Roms, you know. Always, man, because, you know, we here. We always here for the culture, you dig? Yeah. All right, now it's time, let's get into it. Check the ROM, man. Shit, now it's starting to pick up, which I'm happy about. Shit is starting to pick up. And now we're going to be starting off first with Cash Doll. Mm-hmm. And you know, man, shout out to the DJ Drama, man. This nigga been on a run since the beginning of the middle of the year last year. Been doing all these crazy mixtapes. Now he's back again, though, with Cash Doll back on Dexter. And I ain't gonna front. I fucked with this. I liked it. What about you? You live. So that means that's telling me otherwise.
Well, it used to be a thing.
Uh-huh.
When you seen your favorite artist get a Gangsta Grills, you was like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
When I seen Fab get that no competition, I was like, oh, this is gonna be fire. Now it looks like you could pay. Get a Gangsta Grills album.
You're right.
And this is my thing about Cash Flow.
Okay.
Like her. Like her rapping, verses. She be spitting that shit.
Mm-hmm.
She just don't got a flow.
Okay.
And I blame the flow on the beach.
Okay.
She's picking great. I listened to it.
Okay.
Good features. Everybody killed it. But it's just the beats is like, all right, you going to Homeboy on 8 Mile and getting the beats. Like, and that's what just, I heard her on, did you hear that Cypher?
She
was spitting on that. I don't know who did the beat.
It was
not done by Lil Homie down the street, and she was spitting. So that was my only thing with it. But yeah, she was spitting some shit on here. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. That's definitely fair, though. And it's like, for me, it was 11 tracks, 33 minutes long. Mm-hmm. I picked about a solid 5. I liked it added up. Mm-hmm. I like On the Flow. I did like Struggling. Mm-hmm. And then the one I'm about to play, I actually liked this one. This one kind of, when I heard this go off on my gym, when I was in the gym, I was like, okay. I fucked with this. Oh boy. I like, she started off, and then everybody else just started coming in right after her. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this one. Let them know we never left. It gave me that old No Limit feel. Different kind of bitches. It's two types, one who talk money and who get it. This ain't the same role from last night, cause I spent it. My pointer so big, they keep falling off my pendant. Dior ones, 12,000 each shoe. Think I got a cold, it's salt water in my pool. The rest of my life, I gotta live by one rule. Remind myself every day not to dress like you. Y'all ain't making no noise. No, but I get what you're saying. Yeah, like, some she wasn't. Yeah. But this, she's flowing. Yeah, she's going off on this. Spilling Perrier, somebody get a mop. It got born. She snapped on that.
And I do my best to, like, okay, I want to like Cash Doll.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's just, like I said, she's on her Nas kick. Yeah. Well, you picking the wrong beats. That's why you're not getting recognized. That's the only thing.
No, yeah, I know. I definitely feel it, man. But, yeah, I definitely fuck with Cash On. She definitely doing her thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good to see her back on the music shit.
Oh, yeah, because she's been acting. Yeah,
yeah. She had a kid.
Yep.
Acting on BMF.
Yep.
Yeah, man. She's just been doing the damn thing. So just to see her... To see her back into her musical bag, man. I mean,
with Gangsta Grills on top of that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, at that, I'm all like, that's dope, man. So I mean, hey, this project, guys, go ahead and check it out. You will not be disappointed at all. It was. I wouldn't say trash, but it was all right. It was definitely all right. Yeah. I'm not going to trash it, though, because it's 11 tracks, though, but I took five of them off.
Yeah.
If
you don't like Cash Doll, the features are good, like I said. If you mess with Peasy?
Yeah, Peasy.
Ice Grill.
Yeah, Vizo. Ice Grill.
They're pretty good.
Absolutely.
Payroll's good, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Payroll. All right, moving on. Next up. We got the East Coast native, man, and I caught wind of this dude last year, and I've been a fan of him ever since. Marlon Craft, and it's the Space 2 EP. You know, pretty much short, 6 songs, 17 minutes, and I mean he's speaking some shit. Sound like he got real personal on this.
Oh yeah,
yeah, man. From Still Don't Cry, Young Man, Window Crack, Dear Life, Soft, and Human First. This is definitely some different. Definitely some different and definitely enjoyable, man. Where like, you know, he just shooting out and speaking his scene though. And also too, I want to let you guys know, just because you don't have a name doesn't mean you're doing the damn thing. This man has not only that has been on tour, shows been sold out. This nigga even got his own whiskey. Like for real. Got his own whiskey. So, I mean, just because you're not out there doesn't mean you ain't getting it. And this guy, he's getting it. Mm-hmm. Like, getting it. And he puts out good quality music. I'm not even going to lie. One of the standouts, even though I went through the track list, that out of the six, so I definitely liked the diss. Definitely liked the Young Man.
I just want to be here. Sometimes I just wanna free you to unwind. I just wanna leave here with what's mine. I just wanna leave here with my mind. What in my soul too? Did what I was supposed to, or at least I thought so. Always peeking more truth. Built a fort in stormy ports. That's what we call fort too. Metaphors cute. But there I go talking abstractly, hogging the facts.
I mean, that's smooth, super smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Can't deny that.
Where's it from?
I want to say either New Jersey or New York. One of those. He's from one of those areas, man, though. But I mean, he got some dope music though. But like, you guys, Marlon Craft, Space EP, 6 tracks, 17 minutes long. You definitely won't be disappointed on that. He just gets in and gets straight to it, which ain't bad. And I'm not gonna lie, have a pretty good, decent replay value. Like very good, decent replay value. Well, all right, it's about that time. Let's get into it, baby. Classic Corner.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
Hey.
You got an intro for it?
Oh, no, yeah, Brody. Oh, no, yeah, we're going to do it like this.
Okay.
We're going to do it like this. Yeah. My man Dom Cruz big this week.
So I want to go with a debut. We're taking it back to 95. Classic Corner. A lot of people may not agree, but it has some slappers on here for the lovers, the ladies, the lovers.
Right.
What y'all doing?
Right. My nigga so smooth. He got the glasses on.
The glasses on. And
right.
You mind if I add a couple things to the Classic Corner?
Oh, yeah.
So, MVP. And what I mean by that is most valuable producer.
Oh, yes.
So, for that one, I picked Trackmasters, obviously, with I Shot You.
Oh, my God. Bro, you did that.
And then the best feature I got on the album is LaShawn. You know who LaShawn is?
LaShawn.
The Doing It Girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember, she was not featured. I had to go deep diving for this one. So I think that's the best feature on the album.
Okay.
And the five tracks I recommend is Doing It, Hey Lover, yeah. Lounging, I Shot Your Remix, and I Shot You.
Oh, yeah, and that was even on there, man.
Yeah.
And even, like, for me, I can't lie, this still a club banger. I fuck with this.
Go ahead. Yeah, Queen's thing. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Booty love. Trackmaster. Rock on.
When I listened to this, I was hey, this got some bops on here.
It's like, how could you be mad you turned this shit on? Bro?
Right. Oh, you for sure.
How you doing, miss? My name is L. I'm from Queens.
Hey!
But he slipped up and threw his rock to a fiend. He be playing like a willy because he dressed shit up. Never knowing that.
Man, bro, this is a great, bro. Yeah. This is a great fucking pick. Yeah. None other than my man Dom Cruise, his pick, man.
Thank you.
LL Cool J, man. Mr. Smith. Bro, his fucking sixth studio album released November 21st, 1995. And even though around that time he dropped the album, y'all gotta forget, that was around the time he was doing this his TV show In the House.
Yeah.
Man, so this man was busy, busy.
Yeah, you're right,
Man, busy, man. You know, certifications, it went gold in Canada, silver in the UK, and 2x platinum in the US of A, man. And let's check where he was at, man, when it dropped. Peak position, Billboard 200, top 20 US R&B hip hop album, top 4, and then at the year end, Billboard 200 at 28, and US R&B hip hop number 11. Bro, for a sixth studio album, that's what I said, man, bro. We got to start giving LL his fucking flowers,
bro. I don't know who don't, bro. Because you know what? They stuck on who? You know, when he was first rapping.
Yeah.
He may be the first rap superstar.
He is. He really is. And you know what, though? I even go along further to even say this, and people got mad at me. I said this, bro. Like, I feel like not only him, I feel like you got to give that up to Hammer, too, because Hammer was the one that allow a lot of these niggas now to get the endorsement deals. Because remember, Hammer was the first one who had endorsement deals from, you know, Pepsi. Doing all the shit with Pepsi and just with everything.
Yeah.
But back to LL, yeah, you're right. He is a rap superstar, man. Mm. And I mean, and not only that, though, don't let the lyrics fool you. This nigga will battle you, too.
Oh, yeah. This, he had his beefs,
bro.
And
he had his fair share of beefs and handled. So LL ain't no motherfucking punk.
Nah, ain't nothing to play with. He ain't no
punk, though. But I mean, just the songs that we had played, bro, like, it's just so crazy.
Yeah.
Growing up to him as a kid and, like, the fact that we older and they age so well. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, bro, you could throw on Doing It, The Lounge, The Club Gonna Lose Their Mind.
Hey, Lover.
Yeah. They're going to lose their mind. Lounging.
Yeah.
We just played. They're going to fucking lose their mind. And if you want some hip-hop shit, yeah, I shot you. They're going to lose their mind, bro.
Smack you in the fucking mouth.
Bro.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, like he give you a balance of both. Bro, this was a great fucking pick, bro. Damn, my man. You did that. You fucking did that.
I put my back against the wall. I was like, damn, they got everybody.
Nah, bro, like, you really fucking did that, though, man. So, I mean, like, this one right here, like, LL, Mr. Smith, like, this is fucking dope. And then what make it even so better for him to get the love from both sides, from the East and the West, because when this album dropped, it was still that height of that whole East-West Coast beef. Mm-hmm. And, you know, He didn't get caught in the middle of that shit, man.
He sure didn't. He slipped right through. You right. I didn't even think about that. He sure did.
Yeah, bro. and dropping hits,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it was, for real. And he was in L.A. shooting them films, too. You right. Nobody pulled up on him.
No, wow, yeah, exactly.
You right.
Because, I mean, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
That one ain't the one, bro.
Nah,
he ain't the one, though, man. You know, and he's very, very respected. Yeah. Like, very, very respected,
and one thing,
man,
for sure, don't ask to borrow shit from him. You heard what happened to the cannabis.
Yeah.
And let me borrow that mic off your arm.
Right. Nah, yeah, man. Nah, exactly. And fucking exactly, bro, man. But, I mean, this was fucking great, bro. Yeah, like, you really fucking did that with this one, man. So, I mean, I definitely can't complain, man, with this one at all, man. But You know, LL Cool J, Mr. Smith, for our classic corner. So now I gotta come with it, because now you done fucking set the bar now. So now I gotta come back next with it with fucking some, man. Damn it. But all right, man. This definitely concludes the end of our show. Man, dog, I really had fucking fun with you today, bro. Man,
appreciate it.
Bro, like, you know, man, going through all the convos and everything, fucking Billboard, you know, Chiefs winning the fucking Super Bowl. Again. So, I mean, bro, like, yeah, again. No, man, but this is dope, though. But our mod supporters, I just want to just say thank you. Thank you for riding out, man, you know. Thank you for welcoming Don with open arms into this shit, bro. Like, we, like, definitely appreciate you. So, I mean, again, if you like what we're saying, leave a comment. If you don't like what we're saying, leave a fucking comment. Either way, leave a fucking comment. We are on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Google Play, yeah, SoundCloud, you name it, we on it. Rate, subscribe, leave a comment, tell a friend, that tell a friend, share, that tells another friend.
Yeah. When them reels go up, share it.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah, man, so I mean, you saw what we was doing in 2022, but 2023, we're going on a whole nother level, a whole nother level, so just be ready for it, though. But until then, this is your boy, Skeeter Steve.
This is Dom Cruz.
Hey, Shrums, we out.